Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everybody to the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you experts and celebrities every week, sharing their success secrets with you so that you can be your happy, successful best as well. And I'm your host, Deb Scott, certified professional results coach and author of the award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And who doesn't need to be right side up? Today, we have a special guest that's going to help us do that. And before I forget, make sure that you mark us as a favorite and follow us on the radio show, because we have added shows sometimes depending upon the special people that we're able to bring to you. And today is a special Saturday edition of our show. It's November 20th, and we are here with Barbara Seru. And let me tell you a little bit about her before she comes on. She's been very kind to come on from the UK. She's an international renowned expert. So I just want to tell you a little bit about her before she comes in and really energizes us today on how to tap into our intuition and really get that strength and that power to know what we're supposed to do in our personal life, making good decisions in our professional life, and she has so many talents. I know it's going to be an exciting show. We never know where it's going to go, but let me just run down this a little bit. Barbara is an internationally recognized intuitive animal communicator, counselor, healer, speaker, and spiritual development trainer. She's also author of 4 books, and I have her website up there in the chat room so that you can check all those books out. They're amazing. Barbara was born in the USA, but she moved at least 28 times in her life to many different places, so she brings this lifelong experience of her journey to help us with ours. Barbara excels in training, coaching, certification, speaking, languages, many languages, 3. I have a hard time with English some days, so that's amazing. Employment, international organization. She's trained by Enlightened Masters, and she's a coach. She's worked with various corporations. She excels in teaching and working with young people and children, also adults. She also has a psychology and sociology degree, and she works with group dynamics. Barbara has been putting people to hear their own empowerment and helping people on how they can tap into their intuition. They will always find the best way, and they will always be able to hear what their soul's telling them, and also her pets. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome for our special Saturday show, Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Wow, that was an amazing introduction. You are amazing. God, thank you so much. I want to throw this right back to Deb, because I want to thank Deb that I could be here and be on your show, and I'm absolutely excited. And I have to say that I'm always a little bit nervous every time I get on a blog talk, which is really funny because I do my shows every Sunday, but I'm a little bit nervous like always, but I love it. It's a lot of fun. And I want to thank you, Deb, because you're absolutely amazing.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I really do think that in this life we all help each other. And I always say what you give is what you get. And the more you give, the better you feel. So, you know, connecting with you and having that firsthand experience of your brilliance, you just have to be on the show, because that's what the show is about. You know, people that walk their talk, people that are willing to put their real personal interest ahead of other agendas, you know, and are really authentic and honest. And I think that we all learn from each other, and your willingness to come on today and share your tools so that we can be successful like you are, you know, it's going to help the listeners today, and they're going to walk away at the end of the show. And that's always my hope, that people at the end of the show say, wow, I am so much better for having listened to that show. I am the best person I know, and enjoying your own company is a good thing.
So
tell us, isn't it? So tell us right now, and people want to call in and ask you questions, but let's just first talk about what intuition is how you define it, what it is for you, what it is for the listeners, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of how we can get into ours.
Okay. All right. Well, this is really interesting because I had a session last night with a client, and I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we were talking about intuition, and the person that I was working with yesterday, I said, like, what, you know, I'm going to start here a little bit, and then I'm going to talk about it because I just want to say what, you know, what I noticed with it. And I said, so what do you feel, you know, through this? And she said, she was telling me some stuff, and she goes, but what am I doing here? And I said, what do you mean, what are you doing there? You wanted freedom. So that what you saw, it, what you're seeing now is what you get. And she said that because I was working on opening up her third eye. I was doing another process, you know. And she said, yeah, but now I'm here all by myself. I said, how does it feel? And she said, actually, it feels really good, but I'm still by myself. So if I don't know if that's making sense to people. So let me start at the beginning. So what happens is that intuition is listening to your inner voice, hearing things, feeling things, and you just trust that you know it. And so it's this inner knowingness that I'm hearing the right thing, I'm feeling the right thing, and I just kind of like you know your path. And so I think when we ask ourselves the questions like, is this the right way to go, or I know the right way to go, and you get this answer, you get this inkling, or you get this feeling inside you, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do, or this is the route I want to go on, or this is the store that I want to be in, or yes, I want to do this, no, I don't want to do that. And so there's like a sacred space that actually it'll come later on with all the questions, kind of like everything kind of, you know, Deb, what I noticed when I was writing it up, Deb, and I was looking at my notes today, and I'm going, what is all this? This is supposed to go here and there, but everything kind of connects. So I might be saying it already. I hope you don't mind because I'm doing it kind of like through the feeling as well, because that's what it's all about for me today. I hope you don't mind that. So,
no, I'm so excited. Hey, I'm a big believer in divine intervention. So you go, girl.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. So, yeah. So, and as you see, I love talking about it as well. You know, I have so many themes and topics, but I also love talking about this because I think it's really, you know, it is our true essence and it is who we really are. And so, like if you remember situations in your life where I was going to say this to you actually, Deb, and you know this because you listen and feel or you've heard your inner voice, right? And that's like it's taken you where you are right now, right?
Well, I would like to think that I do take quiet time to pay attention. I don't always listen well, but I know for me when I'm being my best, and following that intuition, which I think is a divine plan to use the talents and the treasures that we've been given here in this limited time we're on in Earth school, I guess, I always get a sense of peace. And when I don't listen to my intuition and I go against, I listen to my mind instead of the feeling that I have of confusion or anxiety, I reason it out. And when I reason it out, I get in trouble. But when I follow how my body is feeling and communicating to me through peace or confusion, I'm much more successful with doing something that's going to be good and productive. And, you know, I don't know if that fits into what you're trying to tell us, but,
perfectly.
You know, that for me is what I've been using. But you're going to teach me how to be better at intuition along with the listeners today. So.
No, that's actually perfect, and I hope you didn't mind me throwing it back to you, but that's exactly it, because I'm going to say two things with that, that when you don't listen, like what you said, is you really, you go the wrong way. And I know for me personally, if every time I didn't listen to that little voice inside that said, hey, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, go that way, or like I got that feeling that told me, I just have to do this, or I just have to be with that person, or talk with that person, or, you know, I mean, I have to admit, you know, that if I don't get quiet enough to listen, then I go all over the place, and my whole life just goes bonkers, it just kind of falls apart. So I love that quiet time, because that quiet time keeps me on track, and that quiet time, and I'm not saying I'm always on it, but I know what's in my heart. like many people say, well, at least you know what you love doing. And that's true. You know, I do know that. But I want to talk about a story now, too, with this, because there's a book I read once, and it fits so perfectly. And it's about a man that, and this is what the book said, and it's such a perfect time to bring it up, because the man was, you know, they in the book they said, follow three signs that are showing you the right way. And this is very interesting because it always reminds me when I talk about it, is that he was on the way to make a business deal with somebody, and on the way, three things went wrong. And one of the things is there was a detour, then he went to the wrong floor, and something else went wrong. I can't remember it. But then he gave his money to the guy, and he never saw the guy again. Now, this is a true story, and the book said, watch the signs. The signs will show you. So let's say you're on the way to do something, and three things really go wrong that really mess up. And some people say, charge ahead. You've got to do it. You got to do it. And I'm kind of against that, you know? Like, unless I feel it's, like, really utmost important to me, I'm sort of like saying, uh-oh. Those are like signs that are saying you're going the wrong way. And the book specifically said three signs, and it's like you're out. So that's pretty interesting, isn't it, Deb?
I think that's fascinating. And, you know, it brings us back to that point of living an examined life. You know, the old Aristotle comment, the unexamined life isn't worth living. And so many of our answers, we think that somebody else is smarter than us, somebody else is prettier than us, somebody else is exempt of some suffering or a problem, or they can tell better, you know, they have better intuition than me. But really, we're all designed so unique that if we could just do what you said, which is the first step you said, you know, being quiet, paying attention to what our body is speaking to us, you know, how do we feel, where do we feel it. And then this example of the three strikes you're out scenario is beautiful because, you know, living consciously instead of getting caught up in the busyness, actually paying attention, living in your own skin, living in your own life and paying attention to what's going on. But what you're telling us and the listeners to do is part of the winning equation in listening to our intuition is you're telling us to be willing to be flexible, to say no. Even though we may have a plan, there may be a tangent that the universe or God has for us, and we need to be willing to move. Is that what you're telling us and the listeners today?
Yes, and another thing with that, Deb, now that you're mentioning it, is like, you know, like sometimes people say, I better not go that way. I better go to the right instead of the left. Or if you're not listening because you're being logical, then you go to the left and an accident happens and boom. And you're like, you know, that's what happens with people who don't listen. If you go the wrong way, I know you've done this all the time. You do this all the time, Deb, is that when you go the wrong way, you just know that something bad normally happens because you didn't listen. And then you go, what the heck, why didn't I listen to my intuition that told me do that other thing or go the other way? And some people get as bad that they could get in car accidents, that anything could happen. And that's because they didn't listen. And that's why those bad things happen.
Right. So one of the keys that you teach us and what you do with your coaching, if anybody wants to connect with you, I have your link up there for your website, and it's fabulous, which is personalandspiritualgrowth.co.uk. And also you're on Facebook, which is a lot of fun, although I think you're at your 5,000 limit, Barb. I don't know if anybody can accept you can accept any more friend requests. You're such a popular girl.
Oh, right.
But you know what you're... Yeah, you are. But I think what you're also saying is you're teaching us that if we don't understand, it doesn't matter. And in the example you gave us, even as simple as take a right or take a left, or the man in the book that you gave us the example with, you don't have to always understand it on an intellectual level, because you'll understand later is what you're saying. And the clients you work with, you know, sometimes they have to have that experience to believe in the process. Is that part of what you're trying to teach us today?
It is as well. And, you know, and there's two things I want to say with that. The one thing that I want to say with it is the more that you think about it, you're not going to go the right way. The more things you got it, like the person that I was dealing with yesterday, I know her quite a while now. And I said, here you go. She said, I know, I always got to know it. And it's always this logical thing. I said, but that's not going to help you, your third eye remain open now that we opened it up. It's not going to remain open. And she said, but I need to know, what am I doing here with what I just did? And where I am. And I said, she said, I'm by myself. I said, but how do you feel? I said, do you feel free? And she said, yeah. I said, well, that's exactly what you wanted. You wanted to be free from the bondage. So what do you see? You see a meadow. You see trees. You have this most perfect sight. I said, so remain there. Don't question it. But that's already a symbol of already what she wanted. And then suddenly she's like, well, but now I'm all alone, you know. So the more you question it, the more you're stopping the flow. You know, you have to accept. I love that your dog's barking. I love it.
I am so sorry. I have, these are my kids in the background, and they participate in the radio show. I have Beiju and Zuzu, so two little mini schnauzers, and they are just saying, I love you, Barb. I love all the best people we know. No, I apologize. It's live radio. You know, you have to have fun and go with it. But I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm looking at the minutes here, and I know people have questions, and we have a caller on the line as well. And, you know, those people that listen to the replay, make sure that you go to Barb's website to connect with her. But, you know, one of the things that you talk about and in the classes that you teach, you try to tell people what intuition is not, and what intuition is, and some of the other ways that we can hold on to it and grow it. And, you know, practice makes perfect. And I think intuition, as you're saying, you know, that can come through the feeling, it can come through dreams, it can come through events. Can you tell us about someone coming to you, perhaps, as a client, and giving us, you know, some ways that you would instruct them that intuition is speaking to them?
Okay. Well, number one is one of the ways I mentioned before. First of all is I would I do a lot of stress management and releasing seminars. So that is like, you know, where people then really, really relax. So one way is I would get them in a really peaceful, that sounds so funny. I would assist them in going through a real releasing exercise, a meditative exercise that would help them get to a point where they're really, really relaxed so that they could pick up things and feel things, so that they would start to sense things, so that they go back to their essence. Because without doing that, it makes it really hard to go back to your essence. There is another way that I wanted to speak of, but before I get there, is that, and so, you know, I'm trying to like answer your question, and I'm thinking, because the question connects to something else as well. So I'm trying to like think, how am I going to like answer this right now? Because what I wanted to say, and maybe this is jumping around right now, is that after you get to a calm state, is that then you can really sense what's going on. Then you can feel what's going on. And then I can ask you, what do you feel? What do you sense? What do you see? Those are some of the ways that you can get started. There's other ways, like my co-author, and I'm sorry that I'm jumping to my book, but my co-author, Glenda Andrew, that I wrote the book with, Power to Question, well, we both wrote the book. We wrote questions like, you ask questions, are we going the right way? How do we go the right way? There's many, many questions in there, yeah? And the power of the questioning really gets you to really think of answers and feel the answers. So that's really another powerful way. I find the book very, very powerful, not because I wrote it with her, but because every time she's read it and every time I've read it, it's just given answers. It's just getting you to a state where you're really happy but really relaxed and really confident that you know. You just know that that's the answer. Now, there's one other thing I want to say there, and I'm sorry that I'm blabbering on, Deb, here because of the question.
No, you're not. I love it. I love it. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback in the chat room, too. A lot of waves and hellos and hearts flying around. So it's all good. Keep going.
Oh, good. So, and I was going to say, to let people know of what really is going on with your intuition and to help people realize that it doesn't mean you know, like people say, and I really got to jump here because it's such an important topic for me, that people say, oh, but you're a psychic. And I'm like, and they go, but I can't do that. And I'm like, that's not true. I mean, I show people in moments that they can pick up things within 3 minutes. I can help anybody read their animals. So, because I'm an animal communicator. So I'm like, everybody can do that. I've experienced a class of animal communication, and they didn't have all the training that I've had. And I was amazed what they were reading about the animals. I was just like, wow, and they don't even have the training that I have. So everybody's intuitive. And the thing is, and the way to test it, and a good way to test it, because you were asking me the question, how do you, you know, really know? So a good way to test it is to ask yourself, what do I love to do? Where do I love to go? And another way of knowing whether you're in tune or not, you go to a store, and I'm going to use Christmas as an awesome example right now. It's close to Christmas time, and things get really hectic, and people go in a mall, and they're like overwhelmed, and they don't know what happened to them. Or they're like, God, what? You know, I'm bushed. Well, being bushed or being tired, you know, because I'm talking very American, sorry for other listeners. Bushed means like really tired or exhausted. And sorry for that, pardon me, because I'm American. So, and that means like, you know, and when you get that sense, I'm tired, well, that's telling you already, that's your intuition talking when you're tired or when you're vital, full of energy. That's your intuition already telling you, well, I've got energy, you know. You know, and also, you know, everybody's had like a feeling like when that you're comfortable in the place that you're at, like in a store, you're comfortable, or if you go to a spa, you're like really relaxed and that feels good. So that feeling of feeling good is your intuition telling you, oh, this feels good. So that's where you're already keying in. You know, that's where you're already realizing, hey, I am intuitive. Wow. I didn't know that. You know, you don't realize it because people don't put a label on it. They think only if you're psychic, you're intuitive. And that's not true. There's no difference. It's just another term.
So for everybody listening, you know, we are all intuitive. And what you help people do is fine-tune those skills and that intuition. And, you know, sometimes as we get older, I think with life experiences, I know with me in the coaching, I meet a lot of people that I think have had their intuition turned off. Life experiences, people that somehow negative energy that gets around us that ruins our ability to trust ourselves, you know, those are things that are destroying our natural intuition. And, you know, part of getting that intuition back, paying attention to it, I think is being around people and surrounding ourselves with people that are going to encourage us in that way, which is why it's so great to get on a radio show like this with like-minded people, recycle the mind vitamins, and learning and respecting ourselves so that we don't have our happiness coming from somebody else's minds. You know, it's like, okay, tell me what I think. No, you need to be telling you what you think and trusting that you're worth it, because nobody else has been you, nobody else will be you, and you can't let somebody else tell you who you are, because the journey is yours and you're unique for a reason. And nobody in this life will touch the same amount of people that you are in the UK, or maybe I am here in the Boston area, or through this radio show, or people listening will tell somebody else. And you know, we're all very special in the jobs that we have, and that's why I think it's so important. That's why I was excited about the show and did this special show, because I really think when people are their best and they have that intuition working, you know, then you are being unselfish, because the better you are and the more comfortable you are in your own skin, the better you're going to be for everybody you meet, your family, your professional life, the person in the grocery store. So it's really important that you be your best, not only for you, but everybody else in your life journey. And, you know, that's exactly what you're telling us to do and teaching people all the time. And I just love what you do, Barb. I just love it and telling us. And, you know, we have a caller on the line. Can you take a call?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. And the second, and you can put her on, but I just want to tell you simultaneously, Deb, that that's exactly it, everything that you said. And you just, you said it so perfectly. And the more I take care of myself, the better I can take a helper and take care of others and guide them. So you really, we really have to take care of ourselves first. Yes, take the call. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, 951, I'm going to put you on the air so you can ask your intuitive question or psychic question or whatever it is you have for Barbara. So let me get you on the line here.
Okay.
And you can introduce yourself. Hello?
Hello. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi there.
My name is Natasha. I have a comment and a question. I wanted to say I understand exactly what you mean about the intuition. And I've had several different situations where I've left out my door, got in my car, started it up, getting ready to leave, and all of a sudden I get this feeling that you better go back in the house. You didn't lock the door.
Oh, I just had the goosebumps just before you said that. Ooh.
Yeah, and sure enough, I walked back, and I'm like, oh, my God, my door's wide open. Not only did I not unlock it, I didn't close it. I just walked away and just left. And of course, there's been other situations where, like, when I'm driving and something say, don't go that way, and, of course, I'm like, oh, this is the best way. It's quicker. It's going to get me there. Something tells me to take the scenic route. And, of course, I don't want to take the scenic route because I want to get there as soon as possible. And sure enough, I take the scenic route, and there's all kind of issues, traffic jams, accidents, that I end up finding, you know, once I get there. But anyway, however, although I have all those situations, when it comes to relationships, it's another situation. I have an intuitive question that I want to ask. I have been going backwards and forwards for the last couple of months trying to let my intuition help and guide me in deciding. I am trying to create and manifest a long-term romantic relationship. Now, my intuition concern is, do I meet this person on the internet or do I meet this person in a traditional sense, which is face-to-face for me? Okay, but I don't know if I'm going on fear-based, ego-based, or what when I sit there and tell myself, which one do you want to do? For me, I feel like when I go towards the internet, I'm thinking, okay, you're not trusting that you will meet anybody the other way. You're not trusting the universe that you can meet someone the other way because I'm really not an internet type person to go on dating sites. So what type of feelings do I need to look for to, you know, let me know which way should I be going? I mean, because I have so much fear into this particular question because I think, okay, if you don't, you might miss out. If you don't act, if you don't do something. Or on the other hand, okay, you don't trust the universe because you're doing it out of fear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
I'm just going on and on. I apologize.
No, that's fine. It's really fine. You know, Natasha, first of all, you're so much with that because of the fear, that's blocking you. That's the number one thing. So if you were going to help yourself, then you could ask yourself, what feels like the best way to go? Or you could ask yourself, is the internet the best way to go for me? And just wait until you get that answer. And if you don't get that answer in a second and you don't get that answer, I got the feeling that you already answered that. To be honest, I felt like while you're talking, you already said, no, it's not. But I, you know, because that's what I.
Yeah,
that's
how I feel. I feel like, no, it's not. But then I feel like, then there's a part of me that feel like, okay, well, then you're missing out. You're, you know, what the universe has for you, you're totally going to miss it because you're not acting. So it's kind of like I'm confused, you know, like should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah,
but then
so
I don't wanna, I know some people say, just do it. Well, no, I don't want to just do it because I don't want to waste my time and nor it costs money to go on certain dating sites, and I don't have money just to throw out like that.
Okay. So all the options that you're thinking about, let's say if it's two options or three options or whatever, what you could do for yourself is that you ask yourself, is this the right way for me? Is this particular way right for me? Is the internet right for me? Is this dating service right for me? And if you don't get an answer right away, then wait. wait until you get your answer, because you sound like you're very intuitive and that you've listened a lot and then you've went in the correct direction. So, you know, just wait until you get your answer, you know, and see what your inner feeling tells you. And then you'll know. It'll tell you. It'll either give you a nudge that says, yeah, do that. And then if the next day you come up with the logical mind that's telling you different things again, because your mind's really not, your mind's never going to tell you the answers. It's
right.
only your feelings, you know. And
exactly.
if you're going back and forth, you're not listening to your inner voice. You're not allowing anything really to come through in a way because the point is you want to be with the partner of your life. So however he
right.
comes in, you want to open your doors, right? So you just want to
right.
open up your doors. So that's basically what you could do is say that I'm ready to open up my doors to the man of my life and the partner of my life, and I'm going to open up the doors whichever way that is. So is the right way for me to open it up in this direction and then see what you get?
Mm-hmm.
And then just wait, you know. Deb, would it be okay with you for a second? Maybe we could just kind of, I don't know how much time do we have. How much time do we have?
We have 14 minutes left, and we also have another question in the chat room as well from Lady XG. So, you know, I just want to make sure that everybody's questions are answered, because I think that this is so important. Natasha, I want to thank you so much. So very much for calling in and asking that, and Barbara, I think do you feel better about moving forward with that decision?
Yeah, you know, I'm really still not sure, so I guess I just have to wait and see, you know.
Yep, and you know better than anybody else is I think what I'm hearing Barb say. But I want to, so can you stay on the line
yes.
for the rest of the show
yes.
with us? I'll put you on mute, and then you can stay on. Okay,
okay.
And I'll put you back. Thank you so much,
okay.
Natasha. And okay, because we had some other questions in the chat room, but go ahead, Barb, because I know you had some pertinent things to put in right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that being that you're saying that we have some pertinent questions, I have the feeling that those other questions might help her answer. But let me just say one thing to Natasha. If it didn't answer it or we don't get it answered, then she can get in contact with me, right? I mean, and we'll talk about those things later on, right? And so, I'm calling you Natasha now. We'll talk about that later
on. Oh, no, that's
Deb, right?
No, but that's great, and you're so kind, and that's why you're the best person we know, because, you know, people, you really care about what you're doing. I just want to get a couple of comments in here, because Lady XG was asking, to hear from within, do we always have to be quiet or always to have to quiet our mind? Is that something we always have to do, is quiet our mind to hear from within?
I feel yes, because otherwise you won't hear the answers. Because if you don't really quiet your mind, you don't really know 100%, or you don't really feel into it 100%, it's like you know that nudge that tells you this is the right person to talk to, or I just know this is the person. And you're usually at a state then, or at a quiet state then, that you know that fits, or that is it. If you're not quiet enough, you won't hear it and you won't trust it. So, I mean, I think that even helps Natasha there, because really you have to get to a state where you really 100% know and feel it. And if you've got too many things going on back and forth, or like a chicken without a head, you won't know. It's impossible.
Right. And I think the fact that, you know, we have that confusion going back and forth, that right there is a sign in and of itself that something's off balance. So even that
exactly.
back and forth feeling can be a gift and a tool that we can use to get the answer that we're seeking. Because if we're going back and forth, we're not feeling peace. And if we're not feeling peace, then that's telling us that something's not right in there. And so we
exactly.
need to really wait, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think that that's part of it, too. And one of the other people in the chat room, I think, brings up a good point. And I wanted to ask you about this, because I think that this is something as well that can destroy our ability to get the right answer from our intuition to make the best decisions for ourselves. And that's the issue brought up by, just trying to make sure I get you right. I apologize if I don't. It's the Ziggy Showtime, I think. And if I got it wrong, I apologize. It's this question of overanalyzing, and that can we overanalyze something to the point where we destroy the gift of getting the answer through our intuition?
Deb, you and I are so in sync, because I wanted to answer that as well. And I was like, wow, I'm so glad, Deb, you are so aligned with me. It's incredible. It's so beautiful.
We are the intuition team queens. That's going to be us and all of us.
Perfect. I mean,
okay, so go ahead and tell us about that, because, you know, I think that is such a real, this is such a real experience for many of us. And, you know, the one thing that I always want listeners to know is that you're not alone. This idea that, you know, you're the only one in the world that has the good or the bad, you know, this is the great thing about community and sticking together. I love Block Talk Radio for this, because it's so important to know that you are not alone and that there are people here to support you on the journey, and then you support us and we support each other, and that gives us some good forward momentum. And that's what I love about us, Barb. I love us, you guys. So go ahead and answer this about the overanalyzing it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you and I are so in sync with this. This is so awesome, because I love the question that I think, I don't know, is, I know we don't not say, I don't know, it's hard, tough to say your name, Showtime.
Showtime, yeah, I know, we apologize.
Yeah, really, we do. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I'm so sorry. But anyway, I love what you said here, because you say, I say, take time off the subject and focus on other things, and then answer will come. And I love that you mentioned that, because I sometimes, like, tell people, you know what, I don't know the answer right now. And sometimes I get up then from my PC, I just go to the bathroom, and boom, it comes to me, and I go, I got it. I know it now. Oh, my God, I got it. So I love that question, or that answer that you gave, of, like, assisting us in that way as well, Showtime, because it fits so perfect, because I do that a lot. Like, if I'm stuck, I really get up and I say, you know, I haven't got it now. It's just not there. And I have to be honest with myself. If the creativity doesn't come out, then I get up and I go get a coffee, or I'm on the way to the bathroom or something, or I go to a store and I say, you know what, I have to just wait until it's here, until I can feel it, until I know it. But I have to speak about the quietness, because remember Lady G asked about that. I have to speak about the quietness, because I'm going through a real tribulation now. See, I'm extremely oversensitive, and I am experiencing from Monday through Friday, and I hate to put it out there, so I'm not going to say it, but I'll say that the last 3 weeks it's been drilling, and it's outside, they've been doing the roads, and there's been banging next door. And I'm, like, super, super sensitive. And it's like, I mean, believe me, I honor peace, because I love peace and I love meditating. So I honor it, and I honored it before. But I can tell you that this, the drilling and stuff, really knocked me out of my sorts. And being that we have 600,000 impulses that come at us per second, and thank God we only pick up 4 to 5 noises neurologically, or up to like 6, I think, tops. Now you probably hear about 5. You probably know about 5 noises you'll hear within a moment's time. And so that's a lot if you add that throughout the entire day, you know, just in a second, 5, 6 noises that really that you're aware of, and 600,000 impulses that come at us. So I noticed that this drilling and stuff really overtook me, because at one point this week I lost it. You know, I'll be honest, I lost it. And I was like, I thought I was okay with it today, but it really got to me. And I have to tell you, when everything stopped, I needed quite a bit of time to relax, because I'm super sensitive, you know. And I like to have my peace, you know. I really like my peace, because that's when I know where I'm at, or what's going on, or what way to go, or what to do, or how to feel. And when I get to that state, I just come in complete harmony, and just, it seems like things then start to flow, and just feel much, much better. So I'm rambling on here. I know we only got 7 minutes left.
No, I think that it's what you're bringing up, and I think what we're learning, what I'm learning through this from you is, you know, we have to understand who we are, what we're sensitive with. I mean, you mentioned it. You're an intuitive psychic and a healer, but you're not beyond being in the human skin suit and having things bother you. And being
right.
sensitive is just being that awareness of knowing who you are, knowing what you need, and then having that respect and dignity, you know, to love yourself enough to give you that. And I really find so many people, you know, beat themselves up because they're not living somebody else's life, or they think the woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I shouldn't be sensitive. I shouldn't be that. Who fed that lie to you? You know, is that in a bottle? Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of it. You know, there's an antibiotic in the mind for that, and it's called stinking thinking. You know, get rid of it. Dump the junk.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that you're supposed to be somebody else, or that there's a right or wrong to being you, is nonsense. And that's what I love about what you do, because part of being intuitive is acceptance, I think, acceptance of
yeah.
self. And what can be better than that? Because you got to enjoy your own company, right? You got to spend a lot of time with yourself. So I think
absolutely.
It's important.
That's it. Absolutely. And you know what else I want to say here, and excuse me for interrupting you, Deb, is that I wanted to say that I find it important to cleanse ourselves many times during the day, to release, relax, and really cleanse ourselves. Because especially when you don't know an answer, then relax. Clean your energy, let it go, like the person said in the room, or just release it. Find ways of releasing. And the releasing is important. And, well, anyway, I guess, you know, like I said before, we have a book that talks about how to release things, or to ask yourself questions that gives you answers so that you can relax and release things. And also the stress management classes that I hold, but we'll get into that. But I just wanted to mention that you know, the
no,
more
I
think, you feel like.
Yeah, in the cleansing, you know, all these issues, I think it's probably appropriate right now because we've only got 3 minutes left. Tell us about your four books. Give us the titles, where we can get them, how we can get in touch with you for future readings and connections and have the gift of working with you to be our best. Can you give the listeners all the websites, information, phone numbers, and et cetera, et cetera, so that we can have more of you and recycle this happiness with you, Barb?
Oh, you're so sweet the way you mention everything. You're adorable. Yeah, I mean, the place to go, I just want to talk about two main books, and I have an animal communication book, which has a lot about learning about your intuition and how to intensify your intuition. And it's also, of course, about reading animals, but that's where I have my information about being intuitive. That's where I have it. It's in my animal communication book, but that's because I'm a real animal communicator. It's called Out of Heart, Out of Cages, Into Your Heart. And the other one, the other main book that I would talk about is Power to Question, which I wrote with Glenda Andrew. And all that everyone would get at www.personalandspiritualgrowth.co.uk. And once again, personal and spiritual growth at .co.uk, and I hold releasing sessions, healing sessions to get rid of all that. If you're stuck and you can't release that energy, I hold releasing sessions, and you can find out about all that on the site, and even intuitive sessions. I was going to hold an intuitive session actually this Thursday. We've only got a minute left. Actually, this Thursday at EST time, 6 p.m., they have to say they came from our radio show because I'm only going to open it up for 24 hours. But I would say to get in touch with me at Personal and Spiritual Growth, or they can write an email, Barbara at personalandspiritualgrowth.co.uk. And if they need any releasing, any healing, any you know, stress management classes or animal communication. I do read people, but I don't like to do it as much. But I'd rather guide you to intensify your own intuition and clear your energy. So either through intuition or through the releasing stress. And the other two books are on the site. They're called The Mirrors of they're all not on my site. The Mirrors of Magic and Miracles is on my site. But and that's about everything mirrors us, and everything outside of us mirrors our inner world. So I think that's really quick in a nutshell, right?
Oh, my gosh, that's great. And, you know, the thing is that you can't take a multivitamin once a month and expect it to work the rest of your life. You know, you don't water your plants once a day and then say, oh, I don't have to do that anymore. You have to do this all the time and keep up with it. And that's why it's so important for the listeners to keep the momentum that they got today and read, sign up for your newsletter, get your book, you know, get connected with you, share a friend, bring a friend, you know, the whole thing. And that's how we're going to keep our spirits and our intuition sharp. It's so that we can be our happy best. So, you know, I'm hoping you're going to come back on, because we got to do another show with animal communication and so many other things. And I hope that will be you know, in your schedule. Oh, we've only got 10 seconds. Barb, thank you. God bless everybody. I hope you had as much fun as me. Stop by my website, Green Sky and Bluegrass, for a lot of mind vitamins. And make sure you mark us as a favorite and join us next week when we have Ricky Neer on Monday, and Tuesday we have New York Times bestseller Sally Shields. So thank you. Have a great weekend, and God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for coming, and thank you, Deb.
Bye.
Bye. You're probably going to hang up on me.